Welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is a continuation of our course to understand Windows Server IPAM 2012 R2. This will be the final module where we understand multi-server management using Windows Server IPAM. Let's take a look. IPAM supports various multi-server management scenarios for DHCP and DNS service. All the DHCP servers in the managed network are automatically discovered. Same for the DNS service. The user can choose to manage the detected servers and can perform various operations on them, such as create failover relationship between DHCP servers in the network, assign policies, define options, check the status of the DNS zones, and so on. Let's take a look at the demo to understand these features in more detail. This is the IPAM console, and we are at the monitor and manage pivot. Let's look at the DNS and DHCP servers pivot to see the DHCP and DNS servers which have been discovered. The discovery process runs periodically and the user can choose to manage the servers he is interested in. Thereupon, periodic configuration data is picked up from those servers which are configured to be managed. Currently, we are at the view where we can see all the managed DHCP servers and their server properties. The details view gives us various information about the properties of this server. For instance, what is the policy activation status? When was the last data collected? What is the access scope associated with this server? Are there any filters assigned to this server? And so on. You can also take an overview of the options defined for this server, the policies that are applicable to it, and the event catalog will show the configuration data that was picked up from the DHCP server's operational log. You can also choose which fields you want to see in the management list. As a part of the task, you can force IPAM to retrieve the latest configuration data as soon as you click this operation. The scope properties will show all the DHCP scopes of the managed DHCP servers in the network. There is also a failover relationships view where we can see all the relationships that are defined in the managed network. The superscope properties will list all the superscopes defined across the DHCP servers. Similarly, there's a policies view and a filters view. In this demonstration, we will see how to define a failover relationship and highlight some of the multi-server management options available for DHCP servers. As you notice, there is also a DHCP scopes pivot. Once we go there, we can see the reservations also. These will be the reservations defined across DHCP servers in the network, another MSM scenario. You can edit the DHCP reservation or delete it from this console itself, and this will be applicable for all reservations in the network. As simple as that. Let's take a look at our failover relationships. There is a relationship between DHCP server 3 and 1 and a relationship between 2 and 3. Let us see what are the DHCP scopes associated with this relationship. 3110 scope ID. Let's add another scope to this relationship. let's pick up the scope Tokyo 2 and add it to the relationship with DHCP server 3. Configure DHCP failover. Create, use an existing relationship. DHCP 3. Apply. And as simply as that, we have created a relationship. We can choose a scope from DHCP server 2 and also create it into a relationship with DHCP server 3. So in a matter of 1 minute, we chose DHCP scopes of 2 different DHCP servers and added them to a relationship with a 3rd DHCP server. As you can see, there is also a failover config sync status. Whenever an operation is performed from IPAM, which has to be replicated to a partner DHCP server, IPAM will maintain a failover config sync status to make sure the change is reflected on the partner scope. In case the failover config sync status shows an error, you can replicate the DHCP scope. Replication can be done at various levels. You can right-click a server and replicate the entire server, which will have the result of replicating all scopes which are in a failover relationship in that server. You can go to a failover relationship and replicate the relationship, which will have the effect of replicating the configuration of all scopes which are a part of that relationship. These are some of the multi-server management scenarios that we have enabled. For more details, you can take a look at the TechNet documentations available. In the upcoming versions, we are updating our DNS multi-server management to a great deal, with a lot of features coming up for resource record management. With this, we wind up our short demo on DHCP multi-server management scenarios. You can always look up TechNet for more details. Thank you, and this concludes our course. Signing off.